Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Heyo!
Hello.
We're talking about quantum theater tonight.
Yes, we are.
The Where's Waldo of Pittsburgh theater. So where
was it this time?
Finding Violetta. Where did you find her? Or looking for Violetta?
Violetta. That's the Spanish pronunciation.
Where was she?
She was at the Lawn Bowling Green in Frick Park, and inside a wonderful tent that a Quantum set up. It's an outdoor show, and you know, you get the breeze through the tent, and oh, such a glorious, beautiful night, and the weather was so nice. It was wonderful being there.
Great.
And the tent is set up like a peña, which is the kind of tent that Violetta had in her home country of Chile.
I see.
Where she ran a little folklore school.
What do they teach in a folklore school? Just folklore, like stories?
Yeah, music and folklore. Yeah, she was.
I could get behind that.
Yeah, so
I enjoy that.
This was a really beautiful, moving, powerful world premiere about the life and art of Violetta Parra, the Chilean songstress, composer, songwriter, visual artist, and political activist.
Wow, I can't believe I've never heard of this person, but it's biographical then.
Yes, wow. I can't believe it either, because as I watched it, she performed all over the world, she performed in Paris, she was nationally known, and Joan Baez sang one of her songs and made it popular. She's an amazing woman. She was born in 1917, and the play starts kind of at the end with her death, and then it goes back to her childhood, and we go all through her life. And she had a really interesting life, full of lots of ups and lots of downs, and she actually ended her own life when she was 49 years old with suicide. But anyway, I don't even know where to start with this, because it was so unique and fascinating, and I think my biggest surprise was the music. It wasn't actually Violetta Parra's music. It's all original music written by Emily Pinkerton, but in the same style.
Oh, well.
It's written in Spanish, the Nueva Canción Chilena style.
Very nicely said.
Thank you. thank my high school Spanish teacher for that one.
And but, again, world premiere. It's interesting that it would premiere here in Pittsburgh. That's wonderful.
Well, it was actually kind of born from an idea that Carla Booz had with her wonderful friend, who was the lead in this, who played Violetta, Carolina Loyola Garcia is Violetta in this, and they kind of got this concept going. And over a couple year project, had it written by Maria Jose Gallegos.
You have really done your research on that. Good job there.
Well, after I saw
have a couple martinis and then say it three times fast. We'll see how you do.
I know. After I saw it, though, I just was so enamored, not only with Violetta, but with the whole show. There's a live band, and the musicians are phenomenal. They play. There's guitars, there's bass, flute, saxophone, but they play some traditional Chilean instruments that you very seldom get to see here. And the one that really fascinated me was a guitarrón, which is a 25-string guitar. It was amazing.
How many do they usually have?
Oh, I don't know.
Not that many.
No, maybe, I don't know, six maybe? I don't know. And a charango. And a quina.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? But that made it more fun for me, too, that there were Chilean instruments that you normally don't hear and see.
Very authentic, then.
Yes.
No.
And the music itself surprised and delighted me, because when they said it was in a particular style, I didn't realize that that style could encompass so many different feels to the music. The music was so emotional. There were times that it almost had me in tears. It was so sad and mournful. And then at other times it was celebratory and joyous. And sometimes it sounded like the blues. And sometimes it was flamenco. And there was flamenco dancing in it. I'm getting really excited.
Well, no, I see that.
How much I loved it. It
really sounds like a fantastic tribute to the life of this particular artist.
It really
like that you
is.
May be compelled then to research her further
afterwards
and
find
some of her music.
I didn't have time. I just saw it last night and I'm here now. I'm definitely looking up her music and going to see if I have any friends that know how to take music off the internet for me.
Oh, you do.
I know I do.
Well,
right here,
we can
right
talk
beside
about,
me.
We can talk about that later. Yeah.
And so this Carolina Loyola Garcia just gave such a brilliant, nuanced performance. And she was, as a singer, her vocals were so buttery and beautiful and wonderful to listen to. And her brother is played by Eugene Perry, who is an international opera star. And some of the music, I mentioned all the different ways it sounded, operatic at times. And Eugene Perry has this deep, melodious, rich, exquisite voice that I could just listen to forever. Ah, and he's a wonderful actor on top of that. He played her brother from the time they were children all the way till he was like 103 years old and did it well, you know, aging, his character aging all the way through. Oh, when they did six-part harmony.
Ooh.
When they were singing with the ensemble.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wait, you've only mentioned three people
so far.
I'm like, wow.
It was a wonderful ensemble. And I can't mention everybody, but Jeremy Rodriguez played so many different roles expertly. He was another standout for me. Carla Booz directed it, and Daniel Nesta Curtis was the musical director. And have to mention him because the music was so important to the play.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know how they've been doing plays lately where they make the story fit the songs, you know?
Like Mamma Mia.
Yes.
Or,
I think that Carole King one, Beautiful, was like that. Several of them.
Well, yeah, that's the reason for them.
Yeah.
The Cher show.
Right.
Yeah, so you go to it if you love the music of that group or that artist.
Yes, exactly. But this is different. The music was written along with the story to advance the story, and it was just, I can't say enough. It was wonderful. The setting, the voices, the talent, the music, the dancing. If I can, I'm getting there again.
Well, it sounds like a nice treat for a summer evening.
Yeah, it was lovely. Lovely.
And we can see it until August 25th.
That's correct. Right,
and tickets available at the Quantum website.
Yes.
Very good.
If I was so enthusiastic.
Well,
but
I love the enthusiasm.
I'm excited.
I can feel it.
I see so many really wonderful shows. However, this is really wonderful. Not just wonderful.
I know. It's like 10 degrees warmer right here.
I know,
because
I'm so excited.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.